My name is Estelle Robbins, and I'm 17 years old. Today is January 14th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Melanie Watts Robbins, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Salt Lake City, Utah. Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood, what you were like as a child?
I had a great childhood. It was the kind you see on TV shows, at least when I was growing up. There were lots of kids. We lived in a really good neighborhood, and after school we would play as a neighborhood and jump on the trampoline. I had a big backyard, and I had a duck as my pet. And
that's so fun.
His name was Max.
Oh, cute.
And he was the neighborhood friend.
So everyone in the neighborhood knew him?
Everybody knew Max, and he would greet me at the end of the fence when I got home from school and walk, and he was just like
a
dog.
He was there.
He was always there, and if we were playing croquet or we played tag or anything, if anybody fell down, he was always hugging and kissing.
That's cute.
He'd kiss anybody.
That's
and
sweet.
We fed him wheat, and so we had a little wheat sprouting all over our lawn, and it made him so fat he couldn't fly away.
Oh dear.
So we just had
that was probably good.
It was good.
That was probably
I
good because you have
Max.
A duck. Have you had any other pets?
Oh, yeah, we had lots of, we always had a cat, a Siamese cat, and after, after our cat of like 17 years died, we got a new cat, and we didn't want an old, tired cat, so we played with him and teased him constantly with string, and we turned him into like a coyote. Because he was vicious, and I think my dad actually might have killed him because he got rid of him, and he just disappeared one night. But we had to lock him up, or he would attack and bite our feet if we moved in our beds.
That's really scary.
It was scary. So we created a really bad monster, maybe a tiger. I don't know.
So why do you think that happened?
Because we teased him a lot with
string.
But, like,
what
so we
things?
Made him
so
really,
string?
We made him really hyper and crazy, and
so he wasn't like that to begin with.
No, so that was we always had a cat, and his name was Coriander.
Oh, isn't that a spice?
Yeah, it's Tangerine.
Yellow.
Was our first cat. He lived forever, and then when he died, we got Coriander. Can't remember if we got one after that. And then we had rabbits. We got three little chicks for Easter one year. And that was totally fun and exciting. So each
was that Max?
No. Three little.
Oh, that was a different time? Or was it the same time?
Oh, yeah. Wait. Yeah, that was Max. That for Easter, we got three little ducks. And the two, my sisters both died. One of them.
Your sisters died? Your sisters' ducks died?
My sisters' ducks died. They were little chicks. They're like this big. And the Max was huge. And he was white. And one of them got a broken neck.
How?
And I can't remember what the second one died of, but my Max lived for a long time, and he was. Then I had a rabbit, and I actually stole a dollar from my sister so I could buy the rabbit, and I brought him home.
Oh, that's so cute.
On a Friday, I was supposed to work because Friday was our cleaning day. And I stole the duck, and my mom saw me and asked me what I had, or the rabbit. And I had a rabbit. I had to tell her. And then my parents weren't too happy about it. So I had to go to the grocery store.
Oh my gosh.
And ask the people. I didn't steal the duck. I just stole the dollar. I didn't steal the rabbit. So I had to go to the grocery store with my dad and ask him for all their scrap lettuce to feed the rabbit. And then my brothers had birds, and they let them roam, fly free in their rooms.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
I think we might have had a turtle for a while, but now I just don't need any pets.
So do you not want pets now because you had so many as a child?
No, I just don't like stinky and messy, but dogs killed my dogs.
Killed your ducks, so that was
killed my duck, and so I don't really like ducks, and we had a really dogs. We had a really mean
neighbor dog
that lived next door. He was a
That makes sense.
He was a Great Dane, and he was scary. If he was out, nobody could be outside.
That's freaky. And
he attacked my brother.
Which brother?
Milton. And Milton was trying to get away from him, and he was jumping over a fence, and he broke his back.
That's so horrible.
I don't like dogs. I didn't like dogs.
So why do you think you had so many pets as a kid? Was it the way your dad or mom?
Our family. Yeah, we had a nice big yard, and my dad and my parents. My mom grew up on a farm, and my dad was adventurous. And
that's so cool.
We had a great childhood. I had great parents.
So tell me about your siblings, and were you close with them?
Yes, I had lots of siblings, and one of the advantages.
Seven, right?
Seven other siblings. There are eight children, and I'm number six. One of the advantages to having a large family is that you can have all different types of relationships with different ones. So my older sister was kind of like a second mom, and then there were some that you could tell funny things to, and then there were some that you could complain to. So it was really fun because you always had just the right person to talk to.
And who do you think you were to them? Why, like, was there something that they would...
I was a threat to Margot. my sister next to me didn't like me very much.
Well, that's normal.
Yeah.
But which of your brothers do you think you spent the most time with?
Well, my brother that's 10 years older than me graduated from BYU, and he was an artist, and I always loved watching him draw and do his stuff. And he actually moved to San Francisco when I moved out there, and so that was really, really nice to have another sibling there with me.
That's cool. So growing up or in your adult life, did you have a nickname? And if so, how did you get it?
Well, my oldest brother was notorious for giving people nicknames. And my nickname, he nicknamed me Smell.
Smell, that's funny.
And I really don't know where it came from, but my brother, Merrill, his name was Smeller. And so my other brother would say, Smeller made me smell.
Oh, that's cute. So did they just, they didn't use that. They still don't use it now. How long did
my older brother call you that? He got funny. He got stuffy and old, so. But when he was young, he was super funny, and he would call me that all the time. Hey, Smell.
That's cute.
I didn't mind it. I liked it.
What are your most vivid memories of school?
I remember a boy who liked me in third grade. I think he stole my glasses. That's kind of a memory.
What kind of glasses did you have?
I have no idea. But my eyes corrected, so then I didn't have to replace them.
Oh, so when? Like that how boy. Long did you have glasses for?
What Probably ages? Not even a year. Like third
oh, so
grade.
Just like in third grade. And then, what are other vivid memories that you have of school?
I had a really fun second grade teacher. I got the cutest person, and I remember the outfit. I actually sewed a little smock that I wore the first day of school. That was my
That's so
new
cute.
School outfit, and I had a cute teacher, and I
That's
loved
perfect.
It.
Perfect.
And then I got Citizen of the Year that year. And then in third grade, I got the old grumpy lady, and it was not fun.
Not fun.
And then in in sixth grade, we had an art teacher that came in just as a TA for our class, and I ended up getting to be really close with her, and we did art projects on the side, and actually bumped into her something like a year or two ago.
Wow, that's awesome. Do you remember?
I still have a funny little clay thing I made out of clay that down in the basement with her.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And I silk screened fabric and made another smock out of it.
Oh, really? So you did sewing things with her? Or just?
We silk screened fabric. Okay. And then my mom.
I don't know what silk screening is.
It's printing, it's painting. You make a pattern and then you brush paint over it. How you print on a t-shirt.
That's what I do at school.
Yeah.
In class.
But you do it with vinyl and machines, and we hand cut the stuff and
the stencils.
It was really cool.
Oh, that's way cool. That's kind of really what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So who was your scariest teacher as a kid? And all through high school, like, is there a teacher you remember just being really scared of?
Yeah, but I don't remember it. I don't remember his name. I don't know. So not really.
Did you ever get in trouble at school? Or
no,
what were you like as a kid? What were you like as a student?
I am a follow the rule kind of girl. I'm a pleaser. And now that I'm older, I think I struggled in school because I always wanted to be the best. But I realized now that I was one of the youngest kids, and so I think that's why I always had to work hard.
You're already a little bit behind.
I was a year younger than some of the people in my class.
That makes it hard.
A huge difference. Yeah. So as I learned to read, I was always self-conscious about how slow I was or whatnot, and math, I worked really, really hard and I did well, but I wasn't easily in the top of the class. I had to really fight for it. Mm. And I think I remember a boy named Harry, and I bet Harry was a September birthday, like my son Isaac, and I was the end of August. Mm. So I was the youngest one, and I think that makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
I knew it made a difference for boys. So when I had my
babies,
I knew for boys it's better to have them older and bigger. But I think there's a lot in it for girls. But I was always really happy that I felt smart because I graduated when I was only barely 17.
Yeah, that's cool. So
when I was 17.
Did you, so how did having to work really hard in school and like catching up and staying up with your class help you for the rest of your life? Were there any areas of your life where that helped benefit you and kind of propel you forward? Like, did you use those skills of hard work and
stuff? I think I had to be pretty disciplined. But I think it's more, that is often more of a personality. That's how you develop as your personality and your traits. So I think that being younger helped me become a more disciplined and a hard worker because I had to work hard. But part of my personality is that I am a pleaser, so I always want to be at the top and be the best. So I think it's more personality and than circumstance.
Okay. Do you think that, how did that help you with ballet? Becoming a professional ballerina? Because from my experience, you have to be really self-disciplined and pretty in line with your training.
I never thought of myself as a disciplined person, but I had a dream. So again, I was driven by something I wanted. So I wanted good grades. I wanted to be a dancer. And the only way I could do that
was through the hard
work.
Was
to work hard. So
that's interesting.
That's how I think I
that's really cool.
functioned.
If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you? Why or why not?
No, I never would, because while I made mistakes and I did some weird bad things, and there were things I wished I didn't have to go through, I would never reverse any of it, because all of those challenges and trials and mistakes and learning are what develops you as a person. So if I didn't have those challenges, who knows what I would be? And I think those things are what give us character.
Really, yeah.
And so...
shaped who you are.
I had very little social life, and I had very little friends in high school. So would I want to go back and be more social and be more part of that? No, because I don't think the friends in high school usually make that much of a difference in the big scheme of your life, and I did spent my time and energy doing other stuff.
So you're very, you have many different facets to you. I feel like you have your dancing and school, and your family, and you have just a very like colorful life. So I want to know a little bit more about adventures with your dad and what that was like having him as your father.
He is such a unique character, and I have so much admiration from him. So he, when you asked who are the most influential people in my life, I would have to say he probably was. We had a very unique relationship because I pushed for a career in dancing and the arts, and he worked in that field. And so my dreams overlapped with his work. And that's something not a lot of my siblings did, although a lot of them pursued musical careers to some degree, but not really professional. But I actually got to work with him. And so we had a really good relationship, but that actually isn't. He's a self-taught learner, and he's very adventurous. And so I've realized since, and I actually figured this out as I was writing a letter to my daughter, Elena, this week, that as I left home, when I was 19, I went to Europe alone to audition for ballet companies. And I remember as I was out and about and doing things and finding my ways and trying to figure out what to do and where to go and how to get there and all the details that you do, I often would say to myself, what would my dad do? Or what would my brother do who rode his bike around the world?
Which brother was that?
Marty. And did it on very little money, and did it as a study in humanities. And I would say, what would Marty do? And what would my dad do? And my dad was adventurous. He would take advantage of opportunities. He always wanted to learn. He wanted to not go on the beaten, trite path. Wanted to discover and explore and really get to know people. And so early on, as I was out on my own for the first times, I remember saying, I want to be like him.
Yeah. So you have these same thoughts when you moved to San Francisco? Because wasn't that the first time?
Everywhere I go.
Was that the first time that you kind of moved away from home when you went to San Francisco?
Yeah. I spent
How 6 weeks. How old were you there?
I spent 6 weeks in Aspen, Colorado in the summers prior to that.
And how old were you in Aspen?
13, 14, 15. I went every year until I went back to San Francisco.
And were you 16 when you went to San Francisco?
Uh-huh. And then I moved. I went, the first summer I went, I was the summer of my junior year. And then I came home, and then I moved out after I graduated from high school, so I was 17.
Wow.
When I moved away.
That'd be so scary. So what was the biggest adventure, or how would your dad, like, instill this idea of, like, adventure and just go for it and just kind of live your life fully, like, in your daily routines and, or, like, traditions that he would do?
Like, well, in my daily, well, when you, the first part of that question is, the reality of how he inspired me, like when I was in Europe, I'd say I would look up museums, I would read and find out what I should go see, and I very seldom went with people, because if I hooked up with somebody, I found that I would just sit around and waste time, and I had a lot more fun going out on my own and doing my own thing. So I became very independent because of that. I remember one day I met somebody at the hostel or on a train, and I hung out with them. I did what they did for a day, and I hated it because we spent half the day sitting in bars or waiting and, you know, having a drink somewhere, and I didn't even drink. And I remember one evening at the end of the day, I thought, I want to go over to the opera house and see if I can get into the whatever's playing. And I didn't feel like I could leave. And I was like, I'm just going to go do my own thing.
Yeah.
And like one time I was touring and we were in Kansas City. I don't know what company I was with, but we were in Kansas City, and we had a free day, and I thought, I am going to rent a car and I'm going to go to Independence, Missouri. We were really close to a lot of church history sites, and I rented a car, and I could barely get it. I had to have my dad like finagle it because I was underage, and I rented a car and I drove myself, and I went and saw 3 or 4 historical sites. That's and most cool. of the dancers stayed home, went shopping, maybe went to a movie, stayed, you know, walked around the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of that's how he influenced me. And I thought, mm-hmm. I'm going to get up and go. And when I would do stuff like that, my dad would always be so impressed. So I got double fed.
Mm-hmm.
He inspired me, but then it also made me want to do more.
That's really cool. So if you weren't a professional ballerina and you didn't pursue that career, what career do you think you would have pursued?
When I was younger, I used to say I would have loved to do medical illustrations.
What's that?
But I loved drawing, and my favorite thing in high school was the labs and making notes. Oh, okay. And I, at that time, I don't know if this is true, but there was medical illustrating was a really effective way of recording stuff, because it was sometimes easier to draw out what you saw than, I mean, now you just take a picture, but I love
like the life
sciences, and the only college class I took a lot of concurrent dance classes and was enrolled for 2+ years, but then when I was back home for one semester, I took an anatomy class, which was a 300 level class. I didn't take any requirements.
Prerequisites.
I had no prerequisites, and I just took that class. I had no other college classes, academic ones, and I totally got an A. It was a really hard, there That's was awesome. Hard reputation. Everybody knew the professor. The whole city knew who the professor was.
Oh.
And I was even asked to be a TA. And wow. I absolutely loved, loved the class. So
That's cool.
I would like to think I might have been a doctor.
Do you think that, at least I found for myself, that from ballet I've learned more about anatomy? So that's kind of helped me a little bit. Did that help you at all?
Oh, for sure.
Or do you
think
you just kind of already had a little bit of an inclination?
No, so it's just you're so in tune with your body being a dancer or an athlete or anything. And so it's just natural to go into that. And you have to know to be a good, you have to understand it.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much for talking with me.
No, it's been a pleasure.
Yay. Love you.
All right, well, there you go.